Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I hope that you are on your mission this week. If not, you will be after this incredible show. Thank you so much. You hear me say that every week because you never, you never cease to amaze me, the questions and the sharing of the shows. We appreciate it. Our guests appreciate it. And thank you. Thank you. We know that a lot of you are coming in from Europe because we just spent a great amount of time there. And you guys have hopped on the show and subscribe, and we so appreciate that. You get double trouble today. We're doing a group show. And of course, Ocean Baker is back to join us today because we've got some creativity in the house. We are joined by Mark McDonald and Grace McDonald. It is a father and daughter team. So you've got some cool creatives going on today, and we're going to do what we love to do. And that's just talk about what it's like to be momager, dadager, inager, you know, supporting our young entrepreneurs, whatever field they're in. This just so happens to be a creative family, talking to a creative family. I was fortunate enough to meet Grace at a show. I got to tell you, best name of trade show yet. And you guys know I do a lot of trade shows. It's called Pancakes and Booze, or Booze and Pancakes, one or the other. And I'm like, sure, sign me up. Sure, sign me up. But it's a cool company that goes across North America, and they have these great shows. And as an artist, you just grab your spot, put your things on the wall. And it was jam-packed. It was absolutely jam-packed. Just a great way to meet other people and do the things. You guys know that we love trade shows. And me and Ocean just finished. We are in trade show recovery mode today. We did the Japan show in Vancouver and met some very cool people because, of course, Ocean's art is leaning in that direction these days. So welcome, everybody, to Mission Accepted. Let's kind of have a conversation and let people know what we're doing and why we're doing it. That's kind of the whole deal with being on a mission. So Grace, I'm going to kind of throw it right to you. Why don't you introduce yourself to the audience, tell them what you do, and we'll take it from there.
Perfect. I'm Grace Vivian McDonald. So I also go by Amaris. I'm an artist and have been creating for at least 15 years, I want to say. It definitely started when I was 4 in preschool with a paintbrush, maybe even finger painting, and it just has taken off. Yeah.
Wow. So tell us maybe what kind of art, do you have a certain medium? What would you consider?
So I'd call myself a mixed media artist. So I started off with lots of oil, acrylic, just having a huge appreciation for the traditionalists and that kind of media. And now I've just been experimenting like a lot. So I love to intersect bits of nature with mixed media arts, whether that be painting, whether that be sculpting, all of both. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Mark, you have an artist in the house.
You have
You have a creative. why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what it's like to support and encourage, what it's like to have someone in the home that, I mean, because Grace, this is not just a hobby for you. You're absolutely doing this as a business, right? Yeah. And you're looking to dive in. So that's a whole different thought process. It's also a different thought process for parents, you know?
No, without a doubt. I mean, Grace has been excited about art since she was a little girl. And I think she got it from both of us. My wife is very arty, arts and craft. I love to sketch and love to paint when I was younger. I don't do much of it now, but there was always that inclination. My brother's an architect. My father used to paint. So, It's obviously in her blood. And when Grace started to show interest in art when she was a young girl, it was something that we encouraged, absolutely. And she's evolved and embraced all kinds of different art, and she kind of it grew into something that, well, basically now she's going to university, studying with Emily Carr. And we've just tried to encourage that throughout her whole, I was going to say primary school, elementary school, and high school, that evolved. And yeah, so it's been something that we've enjoyed watching, and we're hoping that she can make a career of it and really have fun doing what she loves.
Yeah, making it go. So, Grace, you shared that you've been doing this for at least 15 years, but I don't think the audience that can't see you. So, for our listeners, how old are you?
So I'm 25. I probably did my first commission work probably for one of my doctors that loved my work when I was about 15, 14. Yeah, and I painted him an oil painting, and it was a mixed media piece even then, and it was him and his dog sitting on his boat, and they're, his hands over the dog, and that kind of was the start of it all, I think. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So, Ocean, obviously our audience knows who you are. If you're new, as if you're a new subscriber, you may not have met Ocean before. So, fortunately, this is my kid, and he is also known for an artist. Why don't you share, Ocean, kind of your style of work and when you started, and give your art a home in the world of business?
Yeah, I kind of did something very similar. I mean, you and Dad were both very in their own field and entrepreneur, and you guys both did like design work. And so I kind of followed in that footstep. And ever since I was young, I'd like drawn, and I always loved the Japanese tattoo style. And I'd always talk about it with my dad, and we'd always talk about like design work because that's the field he was in. And so it always started when I was young too. And when I was 12, I was really into, I mean, I'm still into really into like sneakers and big sneaker head, and I love like fashion. So those two worlds were just always intertwining. And I remember thinking like, how cool would it be for people to line up for my clothing? And I've always had that passion and that dream to make something out of it. So then we waited a couple of years because I kept saying it, and to see like if I really wanted to do it in like a couple years, and I still really did. And so when we were fifth when I was 15, we finally put down like, okay, like let's figure out the name, let's figure out the business plan, like let's officially have started this. And so when took all that time, and when I turned 19, we officially launched it. And then we started having clothing and started showcasing my art line and my streetwear line. And I kind of fused the two passions into one. So it was awesome. Like last week, showing at the Japan show, people were telling me, like, this is the coolest work I've seen, and the material's so good. And it's just a really good feeling that people have come even from like Maple Ridge. Some guy drove down just to see us because he heard we're going to be at the show. So that's a really cool feeling that people appreciate the work that I've been putting in.
Yeah, well, and so for our listeners that don't know where Maple Ridge is, that would be probably about a good hour and a half drive, depending on traffic. And I think that's it. Myself as a creative and been in the creative field, and I don't know what it's like for you, Mark, but when you see other people appreciating, I mean, of course, we're going to appreciate our children's work, and because we get the inside, right? We know the inside person, and I think it's really amazing when you see other people, or it was kind of cool as a parent to watch
Yeah, we
other
watch all the
people.
angst. We see all the angst and all the stress, as well as all the joy and all the happiness. But yeah, it's a roller coaster ride for a parent as well as a daughter as well. So yeah.
Absolutely. I think, in the arts or not in the arts, whatever chosen field that there's a whole new world out there. We talk about that, I don't know about you, Mark. I don't remember my mom saying you can be anything that you want to be, but I think that we had that there was maybe some expectations. I don't know what generation you come from, but necessarily there was kind of maybe some more pigeonholing or go to school and do this. And I was talking about this yesterday where I wasn't allowed to do anything but home ec. Like I couldn't go into the welding class or the metal arts or whatever, because that just wasn't, there just wasn't really kind of around. And now there's just a whole world of truly, like, you hear about different jobs that people are doing and you're like, wow, didn't know it's a job then. So they just decided to make one. So.
No, I mean, when I, I mean, I'm 59 years old, so I grew up going through elementary school in the 70s and high school in the 80s, and absolutely there was an expectation that that you're going to do mathematics or you're going to do engineering or those sort of things. And the embracing of art was significantly less accepted, especially in Scotland. Scotland, I love my country, but yeah, it's a wee bit old school sometimes. So it was definitely when I came to Canada in 1989, it was a big change overall. It was a much more acceptable society. There was a little bit more freedom for children. So yeah, it's good to see that the school system it worked well, and for my daughter, even with the bumps and so on along the way. But yeah, it's an interesting to see now the opportunities that are available for kids, it's kind of cool.
Kind of cool. So, Grace, was there something that happened or a thought or something that you saw or an idea that confirmed for you that doing this for a living compared to doing this for not, you
I
know?
think I was just a really stubborn kid and I loved art like a lot. So yeah, like my granddad, I must have been 5 or 6 when he gave me my first watercolor set and being able to play with that for the first time. And ever since, you're a kid and you've got your family members asking, oh, what are you gonna be when you grow up? You should do this, you should do that. And I'd blatantly, nope. I'm going to Emily Carr to be an artist. And that probably started about 6 years old. And here we are. So,
Wow.
yeah.
Wow. What about you, Ocean? What made you or did something trigger for you wanting to turn your art into an actual business?
Yeah, I think it's like how I said before. I just I because I used to line up for pieces of clothes and jobs from other companies. And it kind of hit me like it'd be really cool to even see somebody personally wear mine just on the street. Like I've drove down and I just seen some guy wear like the koi shirt, and I was like, I don't know, I was like kind of like starstruck. I was like, what? Like I was like, that's crazy to me. So I think that moment really like made me think about the future a lot, and I didn't, yeah, I think that's really like when it clicked in for me.
Grace, I'm gonna ask you this question next, but Ocean, I'm just gonna stay with you for a minute. So we've heard the term and we will just annihilate that now. But there's always been this sense of, starving musicians, starving artists, starving creatives, starving, right? And we know that artists don't have to starve and all the things. But one of the difficulties in taking something that is not business oriented, you don't necessarily go to business school, even though I'm sure Emily Carr has business classes now to help artists curate that. But what has been one of the most maybe difficult things that you had to learn as an artist that is doing this for business?
I'd say probably public speaking, I think, is a big one. Trade shows, doing things like that were definitely new. Marketing, kind of pretty much what you have to do. I haven't done that before in business. So like that, I think that was the pretty much like marketing, talking to people, going to events. Like those kind of things was definitely new for me.
Wow. And what about for you, Grace? What was it in terms of thinking about, selling your pieces and actually this is a form of, economy for you?
Yeah, I think especially the last couple years, I've gotten better at trusting my process and not hating everything that I create, like a lot of artists, I'm sure. And just trying to drop that perfectionist and be okay with people not liking my work. And now coming up with these kind of creepier, distorted, I love surrealism kind of works, and having someone walk by at a show, whether, they be a little kid or an older person, and they're like, ugh, and they give me that look of like, this made me uncomfortable. And I'm happy now because I've done my job and I've gotten a reaction, and it doesn't matter what that reaction's gonna be.
That's cool. That's
Yeah.
very, very cool. Dad, from an outsider standpoint, you shared about you being in business. I'm not sure if you're working for someone or you're working for yourself or what's that
I
like,
am
but have
not.
you been trying to share some,
Yeah,
insights?
well, I own my own business.
Okay.
My wife and I, we own an audio store, a high-end audio store. I bought a brand from some people that were retiring about 10 years ago, and so we run this store. So yeah, I've been involved in sales and marketing for 43 years, as well as setting up turntables and speakers and home theaters and all of the things that you're associated with music in the house, or video and movies in the house as well. So yeah, but yeah, I've had to come up with game plans to advertise or promote the business. So with Grace, frankly, I'll be honest, she's pretty good at all by herself. There's not a lot that I need to teach her. She seems to be extremely adept at using social media. She seems to be very open to self-promotion. So yeah, I mean, she comes up with logos on her t-shirt, and
I dressed him
she dressed
today.
me today, for
Yeah.
goodness sake,
She dressed me today.
made sure that I had my hair nice and neat and tidy and all the rest of it. But yeah, no, so Grace has got pretty much it all down. I haven't really needed a helper too much. I'm just there to kind of back her up. And I think the most important thing as a parent is just, when she gets anxious, because, these events can be a little intimidating, and, just say, hey, just it's okay, we're here, don't worry. You fail, you fail, you win, you win. It's all good. It's all good. So.
It's all good, and it morphs into what it's supposed to, right? Like the mixture, kind of like creating a piece of art, what it takes and turns into later on, you never know. It's like Ocean just shared that being at the Japan show and being at the tattoo show where he released a collaborative piece. You don't know what people's reactions are going to be. You like it. Two artists come together. They didn't know what they were going to do. And then they came back, put it together, and then took it to a trade show and put it there for people to see and give their opinion on, right? Fortunately, it was a real hit. But it's a vulnerable place. I think creatives live in a vulnerable place where you're not only learning new skills and putting things together, but there's not an artist that I've met that doesn't have a personal attachment. I think the only reason why Ocean sold some of his early canvas work was because his desire to go to Japan was so was so incredible. But Ocean, what's been I'm going to ask two questions and maybe I'll ask them at the same time, but share one of the highlights, one of the unexpected surprises, one of the cool things that happened that you could not have imagined. And actually I'll ask you that first, and then I'll bring in a second question.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things like that. Like, I think somebody driving an hour away to see us was really like very impactful. I thought that was really cool to like hear that. I was like, oh shoot, like you came all the way just to see us. Like that was crazy to me. And one thing I never thought was like be able to get like a new car. Those things were just. It's just crazy to me, like how far we've come from the beginning to not having anything to making something out of nothing. So I think that was like the really biggest surprise, and how we kept going, even though there was definitely stressful times, but it really did pay off at the end.
So now I'm going to ask you that second question, just clarity and Grace. I'm going to ask you the same thing. A lot of people are listening to this show. A lot of people from 20 to 70 listen to our show, but by nature, they're entrepreneurs, want to be entrepreneurs. They're kind of wondering, is my mission worth it? Or they're looking to change what it is that they're doing out there. What would you say to someone, particularly in the creative arts, that's thinking about having a business? Like, what advice would you give?
I'd say patience is key. You want to get them done straight away, but it really does take a long time. I thought like I'd see other people and they would already have like all their stuff out and they started earlier before us, I know after us, and I think it was just really patience and a lot of learning and a lot of compromise. So there's so much to take in, but I really think patience, and I think if you really believe in it, you should take that risk and see what it can do. If especially if you've always had that dream to own your own or make your own passion out of anything. So that to follow your dream really, but I'd say that if you want advice, just patience, just patience is key.
Clearly, you had to wait for some things.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
there's a lot of things I had to
And
wait
as your
for.
mom, I know that, right? It's like, I mean, it does take time. And as someone who was supporting Ocean in this whole process, running just like you and your wife, running my company, and then having that part-time piece and running back and forth and trying to fit everything in, it does take a bit of time. What about for you, Grace? What's one of the things that's been like, oh my gosh, I never thought that would happen, and it was just something really cool and elating and confirming. And then what advice would you give?
Well, something surprising, honestly, would be getting into Emily Carr. When I was applying, I actually had a real, and still do have a really bad wrist injury that I'm trying to come back from. So, and of course, it was my right hand. So I had kind of switched gears completely. It had already taken me long enough to get in my portfolio with COVID and everything happening prior years. So I did about 50% of my portfolio with as much of my left hand as I could do. So that was, all right, we're going to stop drawing for the next little bit, and I'm going to get into ceramics and just get myself through the door. And I told my parents a number of times, it's not going to be good enough. It's not going to be good enough. It was the left hand. It's not going to happen. And when it did, I was extremely surprised. Something that I would say to any other creative or entrepreneurs as well is just not giving up. I totally agree with Ocean there. It's all about patience, but having the patience to not give up is just so important, because it gets so hard, and there's so much anxiety and so much dark days that come with it when stuff does not go your way. So just one day that goes right is all it takes.
Fantastic. So Mark, I mean, it sounds like Grace hit the jackpot. She has two parents that are creative, and also she lived in an entrepreneurial environment. But what would you say to parents, I mean, that don't necessarily have that entrepreneurial background, that all of a sudden they've got this, hey, I want to have my own business living in the house, and they're like, hey, don't have a clue what to do, don't know how to support. What would you recommend?
Well, I mean, as far as obviously trusting the child, doing all you can to try and maybe help research different ways of getting getting their brand out, their art out into the world. I think the art show, these little shows that seem to pop up all over the place. I think that would be a great way to get started and see if you can get involved with some of these pop-ups and shows that occur across the province. The internet's your friend. I'm sure a deep dive and you can find stuff. So and just back them up, just pump them up, back them up, keep telling them that you're great, keep doing what you're doing, you'll get there. I think that's the best course of action.
Well, and I think with those great words, that's a fantastic way to wrap up the show. There's more to come. I'm a true believer in putting it out there, and then someone hears it or someone knows that someone knows. So before we do a final wrap and say goodbye to this incredible audience, Grace, I'm going to ask you, and then Ocean, I'm going to ask you, and then we'll wrap up and say a few words. One of yours, because I'm sure there's many, and if there's not, when you get off the show, you're going to think of the 10 others that you didn't show up. But one really cool dream that you hope that happens from your life as an artist.
That's an easy one. I was so honored to like meet you at the show and just to kind of hear what curators do. And I'd love to have my own gallery one day, and whether that be curating for other galleries at first or other kind of works. But yeah, I can see myself little gallery somewhere downtown, lots of plants, lots of work, and other creatives coming together and making it a really inclusive space.
Oh, well, that I can see
Yeah.
absolutely. And what about for you, Ocean? What's one of the big ones?
One of the biggest dreams, I think, to have. I keep saying this is like one I always go to, but I think having like a storefront like here, LA, anywhere, I think that's such a big dream of mine, and be able to like kind of be like Virgil Abloh. He's a big inspiration, I think, because in his lifetime, he started with clothes and he had other pieces he ever did and designs he did, and near the end of his life he even like designed Rolls Royces. So he went from clothes to art to runways to Rolls Royces. Like, I think that's so inspirational. So that's what I really want to do one day, be able to design anything.
Wow. Well, I absolutely love it. This has been a very inspiring. It's kind of the cool thing about art and hanging with artists is that you walk away truly at just feeling like anything's possible. I'm really looking forward to Mark getting to know you and your wife a bit better because we all live in the same city. How fortunate is that? So I'm going to talk to the audience for a little bit. Look, please share as you always do. So appreciate everything that you do for us at Mission Accepted. And so if you are sitting there with a mission and you're like, man, I'd really like to be on the show one day. Well, this is not difficult, people. You go to devdrummond.com. There's a contact page. Just put it in. We're happy to have you on the show. And we are absolutely inviting you to an incredible event. If you think this is a creative experience that you've had with us, August 9th, you are going to come to Vancouver to the Biltmore, and we have a fashion runway. We have an art cave. If you've not been to an art cave, then you need to come. We're gonna have there's five photographers, videographers, there's music, there's live music, there's dance troupe, there's all sorts of incredible things. And hey, thank you. Let's do a shout out for Beat Records. We just went and picked up 300 albums, so you're all walking out with an incredible swag, and you're all gonna get an album in your swag. Yeah, you are, because you know that we're addicted to music over here. So thank you once again for being a great audience. Thank you, Mark and Grace and Ocean, for joining us on Mission Accepted today. It will not be our last. And until we see you again, be well and stay groovy. Bye, guys.